Blog Talk Radio.
Inspiring growth now with intensity and transparent energy. If you're tuned in, this means you're now ready to make the shift from ordinary to absolutely amazing. Welcome to Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker, a show where you will always get the sparks you need to ignite your life and live the epic life now that you deserve today.
No word can tell it all. My love is from the heart. Each tear I cry, why my eye? Why are we so far? I wanna be next to you.
Next to you.
So let's not let a day always feel and pray. Longing for more and more, so much things to say. I wanna be next to you.
Put it on. At about 16, I thought that I could do it on my own. Never committed, cause I really thought that I was grown. Every time I was in trouble, I had to pick up the phone. Nevertheless, you always answered on my call. Even though you knew that I was always set up for a fall, you always bailed me out, really and truly never struggled. But I was dedicated to go right back to my hustle. Look at me now, bugging, I can't take it anymore. Even if I'm making 30 G's a month, I'm really bored. I'm back now, just wanna relax now. Just wanna be next to you. This is my confess to you.
No one can tell it all. My love is from the heart. You see, I cry. Why my eye? Why are we so far? I wanna be next to you.
Next to you.
So let's not let a day always feel and pray. Longing for more and more. So much things to say.
Yes, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are around the world. Yes, I am your host, Toy Parker, and welcome to yet another hashtag blazing amazing episode of Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker. Tonight is our Life Empowerment Week. We have different weeks, different topics. So week one is life empowerment. Week two is health and wellness. Week three, love and relationships. Week four, business and finance. Yes, and then on the fifth week of each month, if we ever have a fifth week, is our Fearless Living segment. So we're talking about life empowerment and what we're doing a special series that is actually in preparation for a book I'm working on called 50 Shades of Clarity, hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity, because no matter which way you look at it, you want to see the truth. And if it's really clear, no, it doesn't matter. You can look at it 50 different ways, but it will still be the truth no matter which way you look at it. So that's why I call it hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity. Tonight, we're talking about the truth about lies. And this conversation is going to be amazing. Tonight, of course, yes, welcome to another aspect of the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network, which is your one-stop destination for edutainment, entertainment, empowerment, and energetic sparks that you need to ignite your life so you can live the epic life now you deserve today in love, life, and business. So, yes, do not look for the light at the end of the tunnel. I want you to choose to be the light in the tunnel and blaze a way to your success, blaze that trail to your success. My purpose every single week and even social media every single day and beyond when I'm in person with those who get to see me in person and talk to me in person, my purpose is to help you do all of that while hashtag giving greatness daily with blazing amazing content. So tonight, our topic is, again, the truth about lies, and we'll discuss the lies that we tell ourselves in love, life, and business. And we're going to talk about how important it is to be honest with ourselves and with our loved ones so we can live that epic life now that we deserve. And as a bonus, we're going to have a special segment where I'm actually going to talk about the top 10 signs to be able to tell when someone is lying. So you do not want to miss any part of this broadcast. If you are listening to the podcast, thank you so much for listening in advance. I'm thanking you in advance, even though you haven't even pressed that button yet. But thank you so much. We appreciate you so very much. So with that being said, if you are already in our Facebook group, be sure to pay attention and check out the different posts that are going to be happening tonight and join the conversation. I want you to join the conversation. The questions that I get inboxed with tonight, not only will we discuss them on air, but some of them will actually be included in my book that I'm working on, which, again, is called hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity. And it's going to be called, the subtitle is The Truth About Love, Life, and Business. So it's an amazing book. I'm really excited about it, working on several, and this is just one of them. But be sure to either call into the show, area code 347-966-5932, and press 1 to speak to the host. Or you can stream live with us, and, of course, at Blog Talk Radio / Toy Parker. And you can inbox me on social media, or you can tag me on social media with your question. Or if you want to, you can Google Plus me with your to hit me up over there, or you can tweet your question. And either way, whichever way on social media, doesn't matter where you have it, your question I will definitely answer. I've received a few inbox questions already just based on the title alone, so it's going to be definitely a really great night tonight. If you're not already a part of our Facebook group, go up to your search area, put in hashtag Ignite Your Life, and with Toy Parker should come up, Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker. Look for my face, and you'll know you're definitely in the right place. I'm just really excited because we're going to have, you know, we've had some challenges with our broadcast with Blog Talk Radio, but everything happens for a reason, so I'm even thankful even in those situations. But it just feels good to have a nice quality broadcast where there are no hiccups and the music's playing and everything sounds great. But you know what? Even in those imperfect episodes, there was really some really amazing content. So even though we do, of course, apologize because, you know, the Ignite Your Life Toy Parker Radio and Television Network only does quality programming, but in the midst of the imperfections, which was beyond our control, we still, you know, push through to make sure you get quality content. And that's what we're all about. And I just want to say a special thank you to everyone who's even been hanging in there during those couple of weeks that we've had. Just want to say a special thank you to everyone. And we have some special guests in our studio later on tonight. What we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping. So if you have not had a chance to have a breakthrough session with me, be sure to go over to toyparker.com if you want to learn more about me. I don't talk about my experience and all the different things that I do. It would take up too much time. The show is about you and empowering you and helping you ignite your life. So if you want to learn a little bit about me, which only really scratches the surface, feel free to go over to toyparker.com. And you can also click for your free breakthrough session with me, and you can definitely go over there and do that. And it actually, once you do that scheduling, I updated my calendar, so actually it goes straight to my calendar, which is really awesome. I love the system that I use, so you can definitely go over there. Feel free to do that. If you have not had your breakthrough session, be sure to go ahead and schedule that, because it is a 30-minute complimentary coaching session in either love, life, or business. And you can go to, again, my website to see all of my various qualifications in various fields and the like, which justify me coaching in all three areas as opposed to just one. I'm very blessed, and I'm just blessed to be a blessing, and that's why I'm here. So just wanted to definitely share that with you and definitely say another thank you to everyone. I feel that the attitude of gratitude is the best defense against failure. And so I'm always thankful each and every episode, because without you, that's why I play that song at the top of each time, each hour, because without you, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to, because this is a conversation that never ends. And we've been going strong over a year now. We're now at a year and a half. So we are just really... This is just really amazing. So I'm really excited. We're at a year and a half of broadcasting for the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network. So I'm really, really, really grateful for that. And I just want to thank everyone who's calling in, from who's fought their way in from all over. I see all the different area codes. I see you. I see you. I see you. So definitely keep on calling in. Again, if you want to start your questions, have you any questions or comments during the show, I want to invite you to call in. That's one thing I want to do more this year of. Usually we're having so much fun, we always run out of time, and I never get to take any questions or callers, but I'm trying to do better this year. So be sure to call 347-996-5932 and press 1 to speak to the host. If you ever want to contribute to the conversation, again, I want to encourage you to hashtag join the conversation. We're going to cut to a break, but when we come back, we're going to discuss some PowerPoints on how to make sure that you be more honest with yourself in love, life, and business, and with others, and how important it is to be honest with yourself and your loved ones so you can live the life you deserve. And we'll have our bonus segment talking about the top 10 ways you can tell someone is, do not go anywhere. Don't touch that dial, as they say. It's so funny because now it's don't touch that button, don't click that button, where we used to say don't touch that dial. We'll be right back right after this.
Dreams when I'm by your side. Yes, there is an amazing life on the other side of all the things you procrastinate on. It's time for you to break through and experience success over procrastination and the fear of success you are living in love, life, and business today. Don't wait. Go right over right now to toyparker.com to schedule your free Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker breakthrough session today so you can live the epic life now that you deserve today.
And that was Pam Salcy with she's one of our breakthrough artists with Brand New Day. That was blazing amazing music again from Pam Salcy, another supporter of the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network breakthrough artist. We love her and appreciate her just always giving greatness. And we are giving greatness right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. Be sure to hashtag join the conversation. And be sure to call in if you want to. Would love to have you on the show. That number, of course, is also in the group, but I'm going to go ahead and share it with you again. Be sure to call in with your comments, questions. Let's see, I was about to give you a 919. How about that? No, it's 347-996-5932. Again, that's area code 347-996-5932. Be sure to call in. For those of you who, I know that there's some storms in some areas, so I'm not sure. I just got an inbox saying the signal was coming in and out. We're at 100% on this end. But thank you so much for fighting. Please continue to try to stay on. Fight your way back in. I know that the lines are kind of tied up, too, because a lot of people have called into the show, so that might have something to do with it as well. But please keep calling in. Thank you so much for the inboxes and for those of you who are staying in touch via social media. Thank you so much for those like Donna Cross. I saw you out there spreading the word about the show. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kimberly Arrington. I know you're out there. Thank you so much for your hashtag blazing amazing support, you and the beauties of IME Radio. I hope that you're able to join us tonight, definitely in the green room. I know where I have my special guest in the green room. Not sure if you'll be able to make it back there, but definitely send me a text or an inbox if you are able to, and I will definitely make sure you're in queued up and ready to go so we can do my famous mic check, mic check. So let's get down to the basics. I have some PowerPoints for you tonight, and it's PowerPoints. I know you're like, oh, my gosh, she's about to really rip it. Well, you know, I just want to have a conversation because it's not about emotion. I just need to educate, and I need to just share some wisdom tonight. And I hope that's okay with you because a lot of times, you know, people want, you know, I have a lot of energy because I'm just an energetic person. That's just my nature is who I am. But at the same time, even in the midst of all my energy, you know, because Ignite, for those that do not know, it stands for Inspiring Growth Now with Intensity and Transparent Energy. In the midst of my intensity, I do want to make sure you get the message and the point of the matter and that you really learn something while we have our time together tonight. So we're talking about hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity, the truth about lies. And, you know, it's so amazing because so often we're so quick to talk about who lied to us and, you know, what happened with that and how we got caught, how we caught them in the lie or whatever have you, or you discovered a lie that had been told, or just the whole spirit of deception is very rampant and very prevalent, of course. But let's deal with ourselves first. And then we will talk about the rest because that's our bonus segment where I actually did some research and I found out based on research at the University of California at Berkeley and then another university and then also some federal research as well has revealed what they consider the top 10 signs that a person is lying to you. So stick around for that because that is coming. But first, we got to ignite your life, right? Because how can you tell if someone else is lying if you can't even tell when you're lying to yourself? So that's what I really need us to look at tonight. Tonight we're gonna go inward and we're gonna look at ourselves and we're gonna dispel some of the lies that we tell ourselves about love, life, and business because it's across the board. Because if you're lying to yourself in one area, chances are you're lying to yourself in another area as well. And we got to deal with that. We're going to have to work through that. And we can do it together. We're going to do it tonight, and you guys are going to break through. We're all going to break through. How about that? So what we're going to do, I want you to get your pen and paper out if you have not already. The lines are open, 347-996-5932 to call in. And I'm typing and talking at the same time to call in or to call in to comment. Or speak to the host, which is myself, or just speak to the host. So I'm going to post that into the feed real quick. This is live, by the way. So I am doing a little bit of everything. And now we're going to go ahead and get into our session for tonight. So we're talking about the truth about lies. Okay, so first let's deal with ourselves. First we have to ask ourselves, you know, what is the one thing. First, before you can even deal with anyone else, you have to deal with yourself. And for those of you out there, especially for those of you who say that you can't trust anyone, that, you know, you always, you know, are suspecting someone of being a certain way, do understand that you can't recognize that in someone else if you don't have it within yourself. Because, of course, game recognizes game, right? Something to think about, huh? So I want you to, in the middle of your, you know, your comings and your goings, I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about the that a lot of times, let's deal with love first, and then we're going to deal with life in general, and then we're going to deal with business. So in the area of love, you know, a key strategy that I want you to utilize when you are in a relationship and you are getting to know someone, I want you to listen to what you hear and what you don't hear. And here's the reason why. Because a lot of times we want something and we're focused on what we want, but we're not focused on what is happening, and there's a mismatch. And I'm going to say that again because I'm pretty sure somebody missed that. So I want you to focus on not just what is happening. I want you to focus on what is happening in addition to what you want, because you do get what you focus on. So, of course, there's that natural law, right? So you get what you focus on. But I want you to also pay attention to what is happening in front of you. I want you to pay attention to the attention that you're getting or are not getting. And I want you to store that and use that in your decision-making process, because a lot of times, sometimes we want something so much, we're not even taking the time to really evaluate the facts because of what we want. And I've been there and I've done that. That's how I can talk about it. Because what's happening is we're lying to ourselves about what's happening, the situation, because we're not seeing what's happening, we're seeing what we want. And that kind of covers up a lot, and it changes your perception, because you kind of have blinders on, and you can only see what you want to see as opposed to what's actually happening in front of you. So that's one way that you can stop lying to yourself. I'm just going to put it as plainly as possible. That's one great way to stop lying to yourself, because what you're doing is you're creating a situation that does not exist, and that's a lie. So you're living a lie, even though you're living in real life, but the scenario or the situation that you're living in your mind is a lie, and you need to get a hold of that. And it's not even intentional a lot of times. It's because you may really like that person and you just see all the great things about that person. And I want you to do that. I want you to stay positively charged. I get all that. But I also want you to see the reality of what is happening in front of you. I want you to do your comparison. Is that person texting you more than you're texting them? Is that person calling you more than you're calling them? Is there an equal distribution of the time between the two of you? Are you calling them just as much as they're calling you? You know, are you giving them, you know, in that bank of time, think of time as a bank, and think of deposits and withdrawals, right? So in that bank of time, how many deposits have you made? How many withdrawals have you made? How many deposits has that person made? How many withdrawals has that person made? And is your ledger equal? I want you to evaluate that, and I want you to review that. That's just one of many ways, but I want you to be mindful of that. Another thing that I want you to do, that's for love. We're going to just give some brief PowerPoints. And then in life, same thing. A lot of times what we don't realize is we're projecting our perception of ourselves onto the rest of the world. So as you're entering situations, sometimes our mind can be deceptive. The mind is deceitful above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things. And, you know, last week I talked a little bit about, you know, the heart being the gatekeeper. It's cardia, you know, it's the gatekeeper, your mind, your will, your intellect. So your mind can be deceitful. That's why it's really important that you gird the loins of your mind. Of course, this is not a Bible study, disclaimer. However, the word is in me, so it's going to come out because of the great teaching that I received from where I had studied, Bible study and everything. And I still study the word even now, and so I stay in the word. So it's just in me. So, you know, it's just going to happen. So you get a bonus, get a little Bible study right there. But yes, the Greek word for heart is cardia, which means the mind, the will, the intellect. So you have to be mindful. And the best way, see, the truth about lies, when we're talking about the truth about a lie, see, it's not just dealing with someone else telling you one, it's the ones that you're telling yourself, and that's what we're dealing with in this Ignite Your Life segment here. So in life, you need to come to a place where you can make sure that, kind of reevaluate your own thinking in a manner of speaking, Because a lot of times what you are thinking is happening around you is not really, it's really a reflection of what's happening inside of you. So if you have any deep-seated issues about something that particular day, that's why it's so important to, like, renew the spirit of your mind. Because anything that happened yesterday that you did not get rid of in terms of your thought process and your thinking, if you're still holding on to yesterday's stuff, it's going to carry over into your next day, and it's going to affect the way you view everything that next day. Think about it. If there's anything that you have not let go of in the previous day and you've dragged into the next day, you are bringing that into the creation of your next day. And I want you to really be mindful of that and kind of get a hold of that. So at the beginning of your day, start the day with the attitude of gratitude. Start the day with a positive perspective so that you can create a positive day. Because the way you start your day is really the way the rest of that day is going to go. So you have to be really mindful, you know, go ahead and maybe clear that out however you need to do it, through prayer. Some people meditate. However you need to do it, but make sure you get that done. And that's just life in general. So now in business, now you, Toy, I know your question is like, Toy, how can I know the truth about lies in business? Well, for one, you can make sure you pay attention. You can listen. Same things that you're doing in those relationships. So look at those red flags. You need to look at that in your business dealings. When you're dealing with people, you know, there's a level of discernment even in business. And if you have a gut feeling that something isn't right, you need to listen to that gut feeling. So there is an instinct in business, and you need to listen to your business instinct, which is beyond the dollars and cents. Sometimes it comes down to common sense. But if that is the case, you need to really listen to that. And you need to be mindful of that. And just want to say a special thank you to Ashley out there, kind of taking a pause. Thank you so much, Ashley Banks Clements. Thank you so much, Kimberly Arrington, for your support out there in the feed. Lanice Robinson, Teresa Wright Johnson, thank you so much for your support out there in the feed. We appreciate you over here at the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. Just wanted to give that special thank you. I see a lot of activity out on social media, so I just wanted to just give a few. And for those of you, there are so many more of you, actually. So I can't name all of you, but let's see. Marie Mitchell, thank you so much. Tabitha Mitchell. Thank you so much for your support out there. I see you. Just wanted to say a special thank you. So as we're moving along, and we're now talking about business. So, and we had one of our guests in the green room, but she fell off, and so she's going to try to get back on. So that'll be a little bit later. We're going to take a break anyway, so hopefully after that break we'll go ahead and get a chance to get her on. But now we're talking about business. So, yes, in your business dealings, you need to listen. Listen to what is being said. Listen to what is not being said. Read the fine print. A lot of times people are not deceiving you. You're just not reading. And they always say you can hide the most information in a book because people won't take the time to read it. A lot of people this is a true story, case in point. Whenever you get a cell phone, there is a booklet that comes with it with all these instructions and all this stuff. But it also has warning labels, you know, warning information on the cell phone manual that people don't pay attention to. Because one of my brothers was saying, he said he didn't know. I was telling him, I said, you should not have the phone to your ear all the time. Because it can cause, you know, brain cancer or whatever have you. And he's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I said, did you not read the manual? Because, see, I'm one of those people. I actually take the time to read the manual. So for that particular time frame, I don't even know if they still put them in there now because I didn't. The last manual, I saw some warnings, but they weren't as descriptive as this particular one back in the day when cell phones first came out. So he was like, oh, my gosh, they'll put anything in these manuals, and if you don't read them, exactly, you can't come back and say anything, because that's why it tells you for extended periods of use, you should not have it to your ear, because that's, you know, that energy right there, the brain, the waves, electromagnetic waves that's coming from that phone, it's going straight to your head. It's right beside your head. So just a very, very baseline example of how it's so important to make sure you read your contracts. I know you'd be like, Toy, this is so basic, but you'd be surprised at how many people every day do not read the fine print. They do not ask questions, and they do not get clarity. We're talking about 50 shades of clarity, so no matter what way you look at it, it's just the truth. But if you ask the right questions in your business dealings, you'll have the right answers that you need to be an informed consumer. So I just really want to encourage you to ignite your life in love, life, and business. So even in business, yes, you can know the truth about lies. You will be able to tell if someone is trying to get over on you. You need to ask questions, and ask more questions until you're satisfied. Don't be intimidated by, you know, I don't want to bother them. No, ask the question. There are no dumb questions, and I've said that a million times. So make sure you ask. So we talked about love. We talked about life. We talked about business. So what we're going to do, those are our PowerPoints for that. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the top 11 signs that someone's lying and a little bit more than that. So we've got some other stuff coming up down the pike in the show. But we'll be right back right after this.
Where to go when all my problems seem to hit the wall? It was so hopeless, discouraged my phone calls. I wanted to escape and run away to a place where trouble was gone. I took back my purpose, cause it's time to revoke it. I believe,
even if I feel broken,
I believe
that the doors will be open.
It's all it wanted me, but I was fearless to the war. My faith made me stronger. No weapon shall prosper. Even when I had to cry, he answered all my calls. I took back my purpose, cause it's time to refocus. I believe,
even if I feel broken,
I believe
that the doors will be open. I'm lost and in pain. No one's
been
to explain.
I believe
I can conquer it all.
I believe
if I slip, I won't fall.
I believe
I can move mountains no matter the storm. I'm more than a conqueror.
I can't deal with the pressure. Hey yo, what's going on? About to pull the trigger, I feel like being gone. And now I feel the thunder rolling through the song. It's like I hear a preacher preaching to stay strong. Then I heard a voice who told me, don't even try. Don't you trust me to take you out? Now it was God. I felt it in my spirit. I didn't want to hear it, but I did. So I made a choice to act upon it. I put the gun down, dropped on my knees. I couldn't find peace. Lord, forgive me, please. Then a whisper in the air, blowing in the trees, told me that I have to still believe. It was the greatest word. I felt relieved. Worship, and I felt the breeze. For my blessings, let me sneeze. As I walk through the valley of the shadow, I have faith that I will see tomorrow.
No matter the storm,
even if I feel broken,
I
And we are back, and that was our power partner and Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network breakthrough artist Sam Harmonix with Let Me Love You. And we are back. Thank you so much for those of you who are staying up with us. And even for those of you who are catching this blazing, hashtag blazing amazing podcast, chock full of wisdom and hashtag blazing amazing conversation. I'm sharing some wisdom tonight, just having, you know, just a real conversation so that we can really take a look at some things about ourselves. And just wanted to give a special thank you to some more people out there in the feed. Tahisha Cheek, thank you so much for sharing our post. Karen Jones, thank you so much for sharing our post. Oh, my goodness, there's so many of you out there. I can't name you all, but I just want to give a special thank you to some people. And I'll definitely name some more people later on in the broadcast, so no worries. And Shantae Devon, thank you so much for always supporting our network. We appreciate you so much. I just did by the way, you can call in if you like, 347-996-5932 to join the conversation. I just posted something in our group, and I really wanted to read it because this part two of our 50 Shades of Clarity segment, The Truth About Lies, I really wanted to talk about this. And when I saw this post, I had to share it. It looks like Kim's back on. Yay, I think she's back in the green room. Yay, woo-woo. So I just posted something, and, you know, it says, you don't have to disrespect and insult others simply to hold your own ground. If you do, that shows that your position is shaky. So, you know, and I'm going to read that again. Again, you don't have to disrespect and insult others simply to hold on to your own ground. If you do, that shows how shaky your own position is. And see, that's the truth about a lie. just plain and simple. That's the truth about lies right there in a nutshell. Because the thing about it is, what people are saying about you, for those of you who have been lied on, cheated on, all of that good stuff, which I say good stuff because God works all things together for your good, so don't even see it as a negative. See it as God revealing that person to you. Because, see, the truth about lies is that they always come out. They cannot stay hidden. It cannot stay hidden. It will come out. Lies cannot be hidden, no matter how much people try to hide them and cover them up. You can do all that. But at the end of the day, the truth always prevails. The truth always prevails, every time. There are so many times where I've had not even had to do, quote-unquote, investigations about, you know, a guy I was talking to or whatever have you, because people would just bring me the information. Granted, I had to discern whether it was real information or whether it was false information. You know, and I made my own inferences based on the character of the person that I was dealing with or was talking to, even if it's a general friend or, you know, someone that I'm actually seeing. But I've never had to do the whole camp out, stake out, you know, and I never had to do any of that. God will always bring me the information that I need. Every single time. And if you trust God, he will do the same for you. But back to the original point. So the thing about it is, if people, you can't worry about what other people are saying about you. Because the truth of the matter is, what they are talking about or what people are saying is really a projection of how they feel about themselves. So if they're saying things that are negative about you, they're revealing only their own insecurities. They're only revealing their own inhibitions. They're only revealing their own battles. And the scars that are within them that they feel, because hurt people hurt people. I was on another show earlier this week, and I talked about that. You know, it's not, love does not lie. So, you know, get that out of your head. And I wrote an article about it. It's on my website, actually, if you go over to swayparker.com, material being published later on this weekend. And for those of you who are subscribers, do know some really great information is coming down the pike to you, too, some great free information and some breakthrough information. It's really awesome. So definitely stay tuned for that. Check your inboxes. And if you would like to subscribe, feel free to text Ignite Your Life, all caps, to 22828 to join our mailing list. so that you can be a recipient along with others around the world who are getting great information every month from me. Feel free to do that. Also, but back to the, you know, what I was sharing, I didn't want to kind of pause for the cause there because I did get some inboxes about that. So I didn't want to let you know, yes, you can do that. And but you have to remember that what people are doing is a reflection of how they feel about themselves on the inside. So the truth of the matter is that you can't worry about what other people do. You have to be able to be concerned about yourself, literally, and you have to really just be focused and understand that you can't take anything people do personally. And that's been one of my greatest lessons. And if I could share anything tonight, just please remember that and marry that. Understand that people's actions have nothing to do with you. What people are saying has absolutely nothing to do with you. And you cannot take it personally. You just cannot. Thank you so much, Donna. You are awesome. You're blazing amazing. But do not take anything that people do personally. You can't. Because the truth of the matter is, it's only a reflection of how they feel about themselves. And you've got to understand that, you know, people are the ones who lie. Love does not lie. So you've got to, you know, and thank you so much, Donna, for sharing that out in the feed. You've got to remember that. You've got to remember that. If you don't remember anything else, love is nothing less than the truth. So that's why I say 50 Shades of Clarity, because no matter what way you look at it, it's always going to be the truth. So to take it a step further, you know, love is God and God is love. So you have to understand that anything outside of that is a lie. Anything outside of that is deception. You know, people say you shouldn't look at things in so black and white, but you can't, but you do need to, because see, that's why we got to get rid of that, you know, the 50 shades, it's over for 50 shades of gray. I need to have 50 shades of clarity, because no matter what way I look at it, I need it to be the truth. No matter when you tell me, I need to hear the exact same piece of information every time you tell me. Every time you say where we are in this relationship, I need to hear it the exact, I need to be able to hear the main thing that we're together every time you say it. There should not be different variations where I have to try to figure out, are we together? Are we not? Are we still together? Wait a minute, hold on. If you have to do that, I submit to you that you're not with that person. If you have to ask them, are you still together? The truth of the matter is, so I know I'm stepping on some toes and I know I'm saying a whole lot of stuff here. I know you're a toy, you're just stepping all over toes, but I need you to know the truth, because the truth about lies is that they are very destructive if you believe them. And if you believe a lie long enough, people will think it's the truth. If you believe a lie long enough, you will think it's the truth. That's why it's so important. Hear me when I say this. It is so important in your relationships and love life and business that you ask questions, that you get clarity. It is so critical to your life. I need you to ignite your life and stop looking at things the way you want to see them, and I need you to see them for what they are. That is the only way that you can live, truly live, a life of clarity. Because sometimes you're throwing your own shade in your own backyard because you're choosing to not look at the truth. You're choosing to not look at the light. You're choosing to not look at the facts. The facts are the light. Do not ignore the light. The truth is the light. The facts are the light. Do not ignore that. The longer you ignore it, the longer the life of lies you will live. And that's not what you want. You want to live in the truth. You know, and I'm going to take it there. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. So you need to pray for discernment of the truth. You need to be able to, you need to really ask God to help you be a better discerner. And you need to ask God, you know, sometimes, okay, yes, be careful what you ask for. But in those relationships, be it love, life, or business, you need to ask for clarity of vision. You need to ask for that. I'm telling you, If you ask the right questions, you'll get the answers that you need to make the right decisions. And life is a series of decisions, and you must govern yourself accordingly and take action accordingly. And I'm so passionate about it because I see people every day in different areas of their lives where they're lying to themselves and then they're living a lie. A lot of people, you know, have a lot to say about, I don't want to be disrespectful, so the person, I'm not even going to name the name, I'm not even going to say he or she, I'm just going to say the person that's been in the media about, you know, changing their gender, and they're now, I think, believe is transgender. But the one thing, at least, they're living their truth, and that takes courage. So I don't condone any of that, but I do promote living your truth. So if that's who you feel that you really are, then if you're willing to be courageous, to really live and be who you are, there's so many people out there that are living a lie alone. They're living a lie every day. They go to work. They're living a totally different life than what they're projecting. And they're miserable. Live your truth. Be honest with yourself. You can't even be honest with the rest of the world until you're honest with yourself. You need to deal with yourself. You can't get any further. Your vision for your life, you will go no further than the vision you have for yourself. That's why it's so. That's why I stress the 50 shades of clarity, because once you have clarity in your life and you are clear about what you really want and you're clear about where you want to go in life and you're clear about what is really happening to you in your life, when you really deal with that, then you open up your life to so much more, because you can see so much further than where you are when you know what you're looking at, when you know what you're dealing with. And you don't have to make up a whole bunch of hypotheticals, whether it's about a person, whether it's about a business situation, or whether it's about life in general, because you're clear. And that's, you know, that's why I really wanted to dig deep into this part two, because I really want you to be clear on your life and clear on your goals and clear on what you really want. And in the midst of finding out what you want, you'll learn what you don't want. But focus on what you want. In the midst, as I said in part one, when you focus on what you want, look at what's in front of you at the same time so that you can make real decisions based on what is happening. There's a faith realm, and then there's just common sense, and you're going to have to, you know, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And at the same time, God gives you wisdom. So you're going to have to combine faith and wisdom for your success. And that's the only way to get all that, is to have clarity. Because without clarity, you can't get, you won't have that wisdom, because you're not asking the right questions. See, to be wise and to have wisdom is to ask the right questions so that you can have the clearer vision for your life so that you can make better decisions. It all goes together. Okay, so what we'll do, with that being said, it's 10:31, just after 10:30. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to do our bonus segment on the top 10 ways to tell that someone is lying, and I've got a little bonus information on top of that. So this is just going to be, I hope you're enjoying everything I've shared so far. And, yes, Toy was really passionate, because Toy is passionate about everything she does. It's just me. So we'll be right back after this. We're going to play a few tracks and kind of chill for a little bit. And then when we come back, we're going strong with the top 10 ways to find out if someone is lying. Plus more right after this.
Could he ever let a good thing get away? Suddenly leave you all alone, live your life afraid. share of times when love seems so true. But nothing hurts more than to find the one you love really doesn't love you. I could have given up a long time ago, but I never would have bet you my sweet darling, and you would never have known that it's not my
fight. Pain I felt so deep inside. How do I regain my pride? Who to trust? I'm crying out. Stuck in sorrow, blame myself. Building back the damage done. It's not over till I won. It's not over. I'm holding on till the end. If I stumble, I'll rise again and again. Deep inside, how do I regain my pride? Who to trust? I'm crying.
And we are back in the previous break. That was Sam Harmonix with Let Me Love You. And we were playing Kimberly Barrett. Also, she goes by Kimberly Charlene in the industry, in the music industry, with her cover of Michael Jackson's Baby Be Mine. And then also just in this current break that we just came out of, wanted to make sure I give all of our breakthrough artists, you know, their due credit. We have our VIP platinum sponsor and power partner, Jason Peele, with Good Men, Bad Guys. And then we also have, you just heard, you just finished listening to, Melissa of Prosper and GPM with It's Not Over. Wonderful tracks, exclusive music found only right here on the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Radio and Television Network. The short version, what I usually say, is the Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker Network. So just understand that that's all-inclusive of all multimedia, radio, television, and everything else, social media, everything. So I'm really excited. This is a really awesome episode tonight. Thank you so much. I have so many people inboxing me. Some are a little shy. They don't want to call in, but that's okay. I can appreciate that. Thank you so much for giving me your inboxes of questions. I've tried to cover some things during the, I didn't specifically say what the question was, but I did cover the information during this broadcast. And I just want to say a special thank you to some more people. I think I thanked Lanice before, but she just gave a, I just posted something in the feed earlier this during the show, and she said that, I'm going to read it. So for those of you who are not a part of the group, come on over. You got to come on over. Knock on the door. I'll definitely, either myself or one of our administrators will let you in. Hashtag Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker on Facebook, the group. And then you can also like the Facebook page, Ignite Your Life with Toy Parker as well. So this particular post says, Dear Self, and again, we're dealing with 50 Shades of Clarity. That is the hashtag for tonight, hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity, the truth about lies. So here's something I want you to think about. Dear self, if you keep going backwards with the same people that God has intentionally removed from your life, you will continue to stay stuck. There is no joy in being confused and unhappy. Didn't we just talk about that before the break? Get rid of old bad habits, which is what we're talking about tonight, and leave them where they belong. What is meant for you will be yours. Learn to let go. Dysfunction isn't love. Sincerely, yourself. So write yourself a dear self and write yourself some empowering words. I want you to tell yourself the truth so you can stop listening to the lies that you tell yourself about yourself. And that's equally important. So tonight we're talking about the truth about lies. And what we want to do is dispel those lies that you're telling yourself. You are beautiful. You are intelligent. You are smart. You can do all things through Christ. You can go ahead and have a prosperous business. Your business is prosperous. Everybody, bloom where you're planted. The flower next to it never worries about the flower beside it. Why? Because it just blooms, and it's beautiful, and it's perfect in its own right. Your life, the way you create it, is perfect in its own right. You don't have to be perfect, but you can be perfect in Christ. That's the only type of perfection that exists, perfection in Christ. Anything else is a lie. So for those of us, myself included, who are, hi, my name is Toy. I am a recovering perfectionist. So I work diligently daily to fight the lie that I have to be perfect because I'm not. And you're not either. And you don't have to be. And things don't have to be perfect. You can have a spirit of excellence and not be perfect. And I want to make sure that is duly noted out there. You can have a spirit of excellence because I have a spirit of excellence. But having a spirit of excellence does not mean that you're perfect. And a lot of us are putting unrealistic expectations on ourselves. There's one thing to have lofty goals, but there's another thing to beat yourself up and show yourself self-hatred in the name of perfection. Because really, you're showing yourself, you're not being easy on yourself. You're beating yourself up. I need you to be easy on yourself. Because a lot of you are judgmental towards other people because you won't ease up on yourself. You can't give anybody else a break because you won't give yourself a break. And I pray that that reached somebody tonight. And find yourself where you are in this episode, because I have covered quite a bit tonight. And, you know, I definitely appreciate the ones who have, you know, been texting me and calling me. You know, they really are enjoying the episode. Thank you so much. I do need to hear that feedback, because this is for you, to help you ignite your life. So what we're going to do, I promised you that bonus segment, and here it is. We're going to, how good are you being a lie? Well, let's put it to the test. There's some new research by a forensic psychologist at the Haas School of Business at the University of California, Berkeley, as I was sharing earlier. Her name is Dr. Leanne Penn Brink. And she actually suggests, say that three times fast, right? She actually suggests that our instincts for judging liars are actually fairly strong. But sometimes our subconscious minds and our conscious minds fail us. So there are actual signs that we can look for when trying to detect a lie. And the best part about it is, for her research, she actually teamed up with the FBI on unmasking signals of deception, and says that when trying to figure out if someone is lying, you first need to understand how the person normally acts. So this is key. So we're really breaking this down tonight. So I hope you're listening and taking your notes. So first, before you can even really tell if a person is lying, to even look for any signs, you have to really pay attention to the person's behavior. You need to understand how that person normally acts, because it's when they're going outside of that norm, that's when you can pay careful attention to their facial expressions, their body language, their speech patterns. And she wrote a really great book called The Body Language of Liars. So I definitely recommend that book. And I'm going to post this article in the feed, because I want to give her, you know, her credit. Here's number one, ways to spot liars. They change their head position very quickly. If you see someone suddenly making a head movement when you ask them a direct question, they may be lying to you about something. The head will be either retracted or jerked back, bowed down, or cocked or tilted to the side. This will happen often right before the person is expected to respond to a question. That's number one. They change their head position. Two, their breathing changes. When someone is lying to you, they may begin to breathe heavily, and that's a reflex reaction. And when their breathing changes, their shoulders will rise, and their voice may get shallow. In essence, they're out of breath because their heart rate and blood flow change. Your body experiences these type of changes when you're nervous and when you're feeling tense, or in some cases, when you're lying. So that's number two. Number three, contrary to popular belief, sometimes they stand very still. A lot of you think, you know, somebody's fidgety and they're moving around. But also watch out for people who are not moving at all, who can look you straight in the eye. This may be a sign of primitive neurological fight rather than flight. Because if a flight, you know, the fight and flight response, during the flight, they usually move around. But during the fight, they stand in position. So as the body positions and readies itself for possible confrontation, that's what's happening. So when you speak and engage in normal conversation, it's natural to move your body around in subtle, relaxed, and for the most part, unconscious movements. So if you observe someone in a rigid, catatonic stance, devoid of movement, that's often a huge warning sign that something is off. You guys are learning a lot tonight, huh? Hope you're enjoying it. So again, we're on number four of the top 10 ways to find out if someone is lying. Number four, they repeat words or phrases. Again, number four, they repeat words or phrases. So this happens because they're trying to convince you and themselves of something. So they're trying to validate the lie in their mind So they may keep saying something over and over again because, remember, it's so amazing. I did just share that earlier in the broadcast, how if you tell a lie long enough, you'll believe it's the truth. That's what's happening when a liar does that, because they're trying to believe it themselves so they can make themselves be more credible. And this is research that backs that up. The repetition is also a way to buy themselves time as they attempt to gather their thoughts. And she shares that as well from her research. Number five, they provide way too much information. When someone goes on and on and on and on and gives you too much information, the information that is not requested, and especially in excess of details, there's a very high probability that he or she is not telling you the truth. She says, she asserts it from her research, that liars often talk a lot because they're hoping that with all their talking and seeming openness that others will believe them. Isn't that interesting? So they may provide, what, too much information. How about that? Number six, they touch or cover their mouth. Interesting. Based on her research, a telltale sign of lying is that a person will automatically put their hands over their mouth when they don't want to deal with an issue or answer a question. So when adults put their hands on their lips, it means that they aren't revealing everything, and they just don't want to tell the truth. They're literally closing off communication. I want to say that again. So when adults, on the average, tend to put their hands over their lips, that means that they aren't revealing something, and they just don't want to tell the truth about whatever it is, and they're literally closing off communication. Number seven, they instinctively cover vulnerable body parts. This may include areas like the throat, the chest, the head, or the abdomen. And Glass, in her research, asserts that she's often seen this in the courtroom when she worked. She could always tell when someone's testimony has hit a nerve with a defendant when she would see his or her hand covering the front of his or her throat. And she added that she never appreciated the potential use of this very telling behavior until she joined the FBI as a special agent. So this is some really serious information. I hope you're paying attention, ladies and gentlemen out there. Trying to help everybody, because, again, tonight we're dealing with the truth about lies on our segment. This is part three of our segment. Part three of hashtag 50 Shades of Clarity. So we're doing a lot tonight. Number eight of the top 10 ways to tell someone is lying. They shuffle their feet. This is the body taking over. This research, she explains that shuffling feet tells you that the potential liar is uncomfortable and nervous. It also tells you that he or she wants to leave the situation. They want to walk away. They need to get away. And this is one of the key ways to detect a liar. Just look at their feet, and you can tell a lot. So this is in love, life, or business. So this is across the board. So just pay attention. Remember I told you in the beginning of the show, got to pay attention. Number nine, it becomes difficult for them to speak. Have you ever watched the videotaped interrogation of a suspect who's guilty? You'll often observe that they become more and more difficult. It becomes more and more difficult for them to speak. Glass pointed this out, and she says this occurs because the automatic nervous system decreases the flow of saliva during the times of stress, which, of course, dries the mouth and the mucous membranes of the mouth, which makes it more difficult to talk. So other signs to watch out for include sudden lip biting or pursed lips. Interesting. Very interesting. I know some of you are going back and thinking back, like you got that videotape in your mind, you know. So you're pulling your files and you're looking. Just start paying attention from now on, because you don't need to replay any tracks in your mind. Just pay attention to life as it is happening. That is my best advice that I can give you. Otherwise, you'll be playing stuff over and over in your head. Don't do it. It's too tempting. So, but do pay attention. Do pay attention, okay? So number 10, top 10 signs to tell someone is lying. They stare at you without blinking. They stare at you without blinking. When people lie, it's common that they break eye contact. That's common. But the liar could go the extra mile to maintain eye contact in an attempt to control and manipulate you. So, there's a con man by the name of Bernie Madoff. Like most con men, he overcompensated. He was known for this. He overcompensated and stared at people longer than usual, often without even blinking at regular intervals. So when people tell the truth, most will occasionally shift their eyes around and may even look away from time to time. So for those of you who are, you know, if you're really paying attention, just remember that, because unfortunately some people are thought to not be telling the truth because they look away. That doesn't mean that they're not telling the truth. And there's a part B to that, and maybe we'll do that another time. But you can look up to the left and to the right, depending on which way they're looking. They're either retrieving information or they're creating information. And we'll go over that another time. I might find the article and actually post that in the feed if I can find it tonight. But, and that's, my dad's was military, and so I learned a lot about body language and voice and, you know, vibrato, just a whole lot of different things from him. And, you know, my mom as well, because, you know, natural mothers, they always can tell when their children are not telling them the truth, or, you know, for the most part. Sometimes parents, and myself included, sometimes we're wrong. But for the most part, we know our children. That's why it's so important for you to study them so that you'll know when their behavior is different. You'll know when you see something different. You'll know what to look for. And when you're talking to people and you're paying attention to people and you're paying attention to eye contact and you're paying attention to, you know, just in general. So if something is off, you've been paying attention, so you'll know that. But if you're not paying attention, you're not going to know that. And that's a lot of times that's kind of what happens. Things get swept under the rug because you're not looking for signs, and they don't appear because they're not on your radar. So anyway, so as we were saying, when people tell the truth, most will occasionally shift their eyes around and may even look away from time to time. Liars, on the other hand, will use a cold, steady gaze to intimidate and control. And also watch out for rapid blinking. So it can vary. Just wanted to go over those. Now, here's a bonus, 11. They tend to point a lot. When a liar becomes hostile or defensive, he is attempting to turn the tables on you, he or she. So the liar will get hostile because they're angry that you discovered their lies, which may result in a lot of pointing. And I'm not going to say the picture that's actually in this particular article that I'm pulling the information from the research from. You'll just see it when I post it in the group. But it was an interesting choice of pictures. So those are, and I'm going to go back and give you the short version, because we're right on time, and I promised you before we left we were going to do that. I was looking to see if our guests, we're going to do a part two of this. We'll probably do this next Monday. We're going to do a part two on the truth about lies for our 50 Shades of Clarity series. I'm looking right now to see if our guest was able to get back on and be in the green room. And I don't see her. Let's see here. But that's okay. She'll definitely be joining us later. So, nope, she's not there. Not there yet. So, that's okay. But what we're going to do, I wanted to share one more. Let's see, what else do I have here? I had so much for you guys tonight. I know you're like, wow, Tori, yes, I have bonus information, extra information, all kinds. So let's do a quick review, and then we're going to kind of wrap up the show. Time flies when you're having fun, right? Oh, my gosh. So number one, they change their head position quickly. Number two, their breathing changes. Pay attention. Number three, they stand very still. Number four, they repeat words or phrases. Number five, they provide way too much information. Number six, they touch or cover their mouth. And you got to remember within the context of what I've shared. So you might need to go back and listen to the podcast once it's over so that you can listen to the context by which these points are made, okay? Number seven, they instinctively cover their vulnerable body parts. Number eight, they shuffle their feet. Number nine, it becomes difficult for them to speak. Number 10, they stare at you without blinking much. Number 11, which is the bonus, as I said, top 10. So here's the extra one. They tend to point a lot, particularly once they've been discovered here along. So I hope and pray that this great information that I've shared throughout this show has helped you. I've gotten a lot of feedback in the feeds and in my inboxes and texts and even a call I could not take during the show, but you guys are amazing. Just want to say thank you so much out there for your hashtag blazing amazing support. It's amazing. Again, if you have not had your breakthrough session with me, set your appointment. One per household. Go ahead and get it in. Go over to toyparker.com right now and click on the area where it says free breakthrough session, free 30-minute breakthrough session. Go ahead. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and ignite your life. We can do it. You can do it. A lot of times people have told me that they procrastinated, but they were so glad that they took the time to set the appointment. And that's your first step. So if you set your appointment tonight, congratulations. If you've gone over to toyparker.com and set your appointment, congratulations on taking your first step, because that's all it takes, your first step. And then the rest we'll do together. You are not on the mailing list to receive free materials from me. Be sure to text Ignite Your Life to 22828. Again, text Ignite Your Life to 22828 so that you can receive your free breakthrough materials every month. I'm a little bit behind for May, so I do apologize. My daughter is graduating, and she had end of the grade testing, so I was trying to make sure I had to keep, my priorities straight. So, but I do have some really great stuff that I'm sending out this weekend. It'll be like kind of like the first weekend in June as opposed to the end of May. But you guys are really going to enjoy it. Got a lot of great stuff coming your way. So I just want to say a special thank you to every single person who supports this network, to every single person who shares the post either on my personal page or the ones from the Facebook page or from the post in the Facebook group. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be speaking again live in Greenville, North Carolina on June 20th for the Girl You Rocked Empowerment Conference. My daughter and I will be doing our first public speaking engagement together. I'm really excited about that. So I definitely want to give a special thank you to Carla Cannon, who has invited us to speak along with some other powerful speakers. And I'm just really excited. We did the radio show and it was awesome. And earlier this week, I just want to give a special thank you to Queen Afi with her show. Thank you so much. And, of course, Chris Richardson has me on his show almost every week. Thank you so much to everyone who supports this network. And thank you for listening. And, thank you for taking notes. Thank you for choosing to ignite your life, because only you can do that. And I'm getting texts and emails. And thank you for all of you who are texting and those of you who are calling and those of you who are inboxing. Thank you. I want to say a special thank you to every single one of you. I could have ended straight up at 11, but I didn't want the show to end without the thank you. Oh, my goodness, and someone just fought their way in. Oh, my goodness. If you do want to speak to me before we get off the air, press 1, and I'll definitely put you in queue while I'm kind of wrapping up here. guys are just hashtag blazing amazing. And if you're in the Durham area, Sam Harmonics will actually be performing. Let me pull up, because I saw that on, he posted something on Instagram, so we want to give him support and want to support him. Hopefully I can find it before. No, that's okay, but just follow him at Sam Harmonics and you'll see his post. If you're in the Durham area, Durham, North Carolina area, he'll be performing, and he just shared his post tonight. My feed is so full, I will never get to it, I don't think. Let me see how far I can go. I'm trying to scroll really fast. You know how you try to scroll really fast? So you can find that one thing that you were looking for? It's happening. And I just have way too many. Yep, I just have way too many in the feed. I can't get to it. But, yes, definitely support him. And just want to say another special thank you to Jason out there in Atlanta. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in, even on the days that you're not on the air with me. Thank you for your support behind the scenes. Greatly appreciate you. And so many others. I'll be thanking others later on, of course. And thank you for those of you who are praying for the network and praying for me, because I fight through a lot sometimes just to be here on air. But I keep on pushing. And why? Because I want to show you that it can be done. The reason why I share so much on social media with the different things that I'm doing, the different projects that I'm doing, because a lot of you have watched me professionally grow and watched my business grow from the ground up over the past 20 years. And the global part and aspect of this network, you know, this is just the icing on the cake. But I just want to say a special thank you to those who have been with me in the trenches, those who were with me 20 years ago, watching me do my public speaking at the university and the corporate level. Thank you so much. So, yes, this last 5 minutes of the show is just a serious and sincere thank you, because I've been doing radio and television for over 20 years since I was, don't want to date myself, but just very young. So I love what I do. I love coming to you live every week, and I will keep doing the exact same thing every single week. Next week, we're talking about health and wellness, so we're going to be talking about a lot of great things. I'm really excited because I've finally got my workout schedule together. So we're going to be talking about some really good stuff next week about nutrition, working out, some tips and strategies. It's going to be hashtag blazing amazing. And, of course, I'll have my guest on there, and it's going to be just that, a blazing amazing. I want to see if maybe, just maybe, if, let's see, who do I have on here? If you're 98, last digit's 9808, if you would like to share anything, feel free to press 1. I won't call all the different numbers, but I'm kind of doing a random right now. 7977, if you would like to share anything before we get off the air, be sure to press 1, and I'll definitely put you on air. If you would like to be in the queue, I'll definitely put you on. Okay. All right. Got some shy folks out there. And I did, thank you so much for those who did inbox. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And it's okay if you're shy. I'd rather you at least inbox, even if you don't press 1. No worries. No worries. So that, oh my gosh, time flies when you're having fun. I have other announcements, so just stick around for the rest of the announcements. And until next time, we're going to rock it out all over again. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to listen to the podcast over and over, because I'm positive there's something that you missed that you need to get. So with that being said, check out these announcements, and we'll do it again next week. Love you guys. And don't forget to ignite your life.
Thanks so much for joining us today. And until next time, join our hashtag Ignite Your Life Facebook group for more sparks during the week to help you ignite your life and live the epic life now you deserve today. Always remember, love people, trust God, pray always, and expect victory.